No, he's a future pickup.
Kept trying to rescue him, and he would kill all the rescue teams that were coming to get him.
Okay.
So in order for him to repress all those memories, Crowl made him a cigar that unless he smoked it, he would lapse back into these horrible memories of killing his teammates. The comics are pretty good.
Yeah. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I listen. He transforms into a future card.
Yeah, fair enough.
He was also trapped for like 1,000 years in some dimension where they tried to suck his soul out. Anyway, so there's an RC.
Same.
There was a Springer that four different Springers.
Oh, right.
But I don't really like Springer.
Yeah, I don't like Springer either. Anyway, yeah, who cares about Springer?
Next to the next cup. And then there's an RC coming out that I pre-ordered. There's a new third-party hot rod. There's the Masterpiece hot rod I never really liked.
Okay. I think you can make a good hot rod.
Yeah, you can make a good hot rod. And so like, I have him ready to go. There's a third-party six-shot, which...
Which one is six?
He changes from like a Puma.
He's a six changer. Okay.
The Decepticon one.
Did they ever do a good Astro Train?
No. That is one of the ones that is missing.
These are all drugs. You're just talking about drugs. That's all this is.
I'm trying to get some of that good Astro Train.
Hell yeah.
And there's a good Blitzwing. There's a third party Blitzwing coming out.
Is like a, did they do like a good Cyclonus?
No. There is a Cyclonus. It's made by a company that I don't really buy from. He looks
okay.
good.
Yeah.
So there's like different things, right? So it's like, do they look good on a shelf as robots? Do they look good on a shelf as their transform thing? Or are they fun to transform?
Yeah.
But there is a Cyclonus. He's okay. There's a great Galvatron that I own. And he's good. Basically, this company called Fans Toys, which I really like the stuff they do. Mm. I'm kind of dedicated my third party stuff to them.
Is there a really good Shockwave?
Yes. There are a couple.
Because I feel like the ones I would want as like, check out these sick robot forms.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Shockwave, it's Soundwave.
Yeah.
Like Jazz.
There's a pretty good Jazz. So there are a couple good Shockwaves, and there's the official Shockwave, which is pretty good. From Takara.
Does it take batteries and make the noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if the Takara Tony one does. I'm pretty sure it does.
Mm.
There's a third-party Jazz, Downbeat, I think is the one that that's what they called it.
Okay.
I think that's the one I have. Yeah, it's a Jazz, Shockwave. They look good on the shelf. I really like the official Ultra Magnus. I think he looks good.
Ultra Magnus, I can never get over the part where they just sold me a white Optimus Prime with some plastic shit to bolt on around him.
Yeah, it's true. But then in the movie, he just gets wrecked.
Yep, yeah, yeah.
That's all right. And he can't open the dumb Matrix, and he's just
sucks.
A soldier, man.
He just sucks.
I kind of like that. But he was big, and I liked him as a toy. And he misses that fire.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to think. They made a really good Sunstreaker, which is really cool looking. I have that. I just got that not too long ago. Yeah. Probably one of my favorites is the Jetfire, Skyfire.
Yeah.
That they made. It's really big. I like it.
I never really liked the original stuff for that dude.
The Robotech.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was always just like
it was cool.
It was so out of line with everything else that they were putting out. It was like, this is something else. I don't know.
Well,
it's not aesthetically not what I'm looking for.
I was into it, but I'm like, looking back in the Transformers stuff, that whole thing is just a scam and a mess.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
A Diaclone
and all that, yeah.
Buying up stuff and repurposing it, trying to write a backstory.
I recently acquired the DVDs. It's one of those, like, a lot of the cartoons of that era where they burn on demand and Amazon sells them. I bought GoBots.
Okay.
We were talking about unwatchable cartoons earlier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
GoBots may be... It is in mask territory in terms of...
It is top-tier unwatchable.
So they started... Some company, I think it was our company, started selling big Masterpiece-ish...
Big Leader Ones and shit? Big Psykills?
Yeah, so it's a big Psykill, but they also have the Japanese version of those from a different series, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's those, so it's not all the GoBots.
Right.
It's whatever they were in the other series. But yeah, Psykill was always like a... weird looking cool thing with his weird round hands.
Yeah.
Skeletor.
GoBots are really terrible.
Ugh.
Like, it's a bad fucking show.
Even as a kid, I knew.
Yep. But, like, I had to know. So, that was... I got those for Christmas. And sat down to watch them. And
you watched them all?
No, not yet. Maybe someday. But then, suddenly, I was like, what about Cops? The show Cops. Not the show Cops. But the cartoon.
Yeah, Cops and Crooks. Yeah, so the
it was
figures,
C-O-P-S.
Yeah, so the figures were sold as Cops and Crooks.
Okay.
But the show was Cops.
Okay.
They were, like, super beefy, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The figures were really good, though, because they were super, like, they had way more points of articulation than most action figures of that era.
Oh, huh.
And they were big. Like, they were taller than most of them.
I remember liking that cartoon.
Yeah, I liked it when I was young and dumb.
Do you remember what it stood for? Because it was like
no,
acronym or something.
Yeah, it was, but I don't remember what it stood for.
Citizens of.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say Mask probably unwatchable. But I would probably
it is.
It's
100%
it's
is.
Fucking crazy just how unwatchable it is.
It is.
That was one of my first trips to New York ever. We went to a comic book shop in Manhattan, and they had, like, bootleg Mask DVDs, and I bought them. I was so psyched. And then we got back, and a few of us gathered around to watch them, and, like, three episodes in was like, yo, this is the fucking worst shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it was, like, you, me, Brendan, and Chris were, like, watching those, and we were in, like, at some point, Chris, like, an episode and a half in, was like, fuck this, and walked out.
Yeah. Brendan wrote a book report and left it on the TV the following week. It was just like, Mask, a book report by Brendan Dickinson, age 12. And then you open it up, and he had just written, kill me, over and over again for about three pages.
They brought them back in the comics. I think they have a current, I don't know if they canceled it, but as of, I think a year ago, they have it.
Well, aren't they part of the weird multiverse that they're trying to do with, like, ROM Space Knight and Transformers?
Yeah. G.I. Joe.
The only good thing about Mask that holds up is it still has one of the best villain names of all time in Miles Mayhem.
Yeah, Miles Mayhem's good. And those toys are cool,
yeah.
I think.
I had a bunch of those.
At Boulder Hill?
I think I might have been Matt Tracker for Halloween when I was like 5.
Alright. The volcano van?
Yes.
It, the transformation was dumb because you just pushed the back bumper and then it popped in half and the turret popped out.
Oh, that's the other detail I had completely forgotten before rewatching it, was that Matt Tracker is maybe the worst dad in human history. He has that kid, and he just completely neglects him and just lets the robot raise him.
You know, he is like Goku-level bad father.
Yeah.
Maybe worse, actually, now that you mention it. That kid was raised by that robot and Hondo McLean.
And that robot was an idiot.
That robot is a fucking idiot.
All systems GoBots.
Yep.
Coming soon.
Uh-huh.
Basketball, so he's holding a basketball. His sweatshirt just has a photo.
think you're thinking of the Rugrats fan theories.
Yeah, I thought they all got old at some point.
Yeah, they like had like an older version of later on. I didn't really watch them. By then, I think I was like too old for it anyway. But
yeah.
So I like the OG baby Rugrats. I love Rugrats though. I watched that a lot of
them. Yeah, I watched a lot of that. I watched a lot of Doug.
When that was on. Doug. Yeah, I watched a lot of Doug. I liked Clamp. There's a lot of good Nick shows. I also loved all the Nick like game shows, like Double Dare, Double Dare 2000. That one where you're like on teams and then Guts.
Yes, Guts. Yeah, there was Guts. There was
Yeah,
Nick Arcade. That was the one where they went to video games.
Oh,
and by that I mean the green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you would have been the generation after, like, so, like, original Nickelodeon, where they just took all their programming from Canadian children's television.
Right.
So it's just all, you can't do that on television, and, like, Pinwheel and all that other shit, and, like...
Turkey TV.
Yeah. Eureka's Castle.
It made special when they had a mannequin come to life.
Yeah.
And have fun times at a department store.
I watched a lot of that show.
What was that called?
Today's special.
Right, yeah.
It was like, it was the woman who worked there who was like always wore the same jumpsuit, and then the guy in the mannequin who was always wearing like a plaid sweater.
Yes. Okay. And then a puppet, security guard, and a mouse.
Yes.
Hijinks.
I tried watching a little You Can't Do That on television recently, and you know what? For a show of that age, it holds up okay.
Yep.
Because it's weirdly dark.
Yeah. It's laugh-in for kids.
It is. I mean, there's a recurring gag on that thing where one of the cast members is chained up in a firing squad and is doing jokes to the fucking commandant who is about to kill him.
Yeah,
they go to a diner and the cook is named Barth and, like, all the food is poison.
Yep.
That show was good.
It's a good show.
Their opening theme song was an air raid siren, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Kind of like that cop horn, yeah.
Maybe that's why I like the cop horn so much. Makes me think of Moose. Person in chat here says today's special freaked me out in the best ways.
And then you learned that you have a fascination with inanimate objects that come to life, or what freaked you out
about
that show?
Where's that go?
I think they still have the episodes online. Like, can I YouTube that kind of?
Yeah.
I found not full episodes, but I found like large chunks of You Can't Do That on Television on YouTube. So I feel like some of that other stuff's probably on there too. Yes.
Yeah. Candy.
There was a show, it was a spin-off from The State called Viva Variety.
I remember that.
And it is nowhere.
Like, they did it for Comedy Central, it was on for like 2 seasons, and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, and it's like, it never came out, I mean, obviously, like, The State was the priority to try to get that out on DVD for a long time. And that took fucking forever, and was not the thing you wanted it to be when they finally did it.
Yes, because they had to take all the music out.
Yeah, But Viva Variety never happened. And like, I'm pretty sure it's like, I mean, you know, maybe I just don't know the fucking right people, but I don't, like, by any means, I don't think it's available.
The dark web, anywhere?
Yeah, it's...
Like, somewhere Thomas Lennon just has, like, an old VHS set
right,
that he
exactly,
just has around, but...
So, there's a lot of rumors out there. I don't know anything about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not some insider
uh-huh.
about CBS and Viacom merging.
Uh-huh.
If that happened, then technically we would be part of the same company that made and probably still owns Viva Variety.
That's true.
So we could put a lot of back-channel effort into making it happen.
I like that your priorities are in order when it comes to this stuff. You know, these are the things we need to be focusing on.
This is the same tactic I used that didn't work when game trailers became a covered part of Viacom and talking to Shane and some other people, like, you realize you're part of the same company that owns Syphil and Ollie, right? And you have a responsibility...
to get it out.
I remember talking to Jeff Castaneda when he went to MTV and be like, dude, fucking put this on something.
Where is Jeff Castaneda now?
He's at Samsung, I think.
Okay.
Wasn't CBS part of
originally.
It's been an on-again, off-again ownership saga over the years, I think.
I want to say that the Redstone Empire still owns a stake in CBS.
Yes. Yeah, National Amusements or whatever, yeah. I think, does. I actually don't know for sure, but yes. Syphil and Ollie eventually came out on iTunes.
Oh, did it?
And they took all the songs out of it, all the licensed songs. Yeah, so...
I do like that all that MTV program is forever cursed by their lack of forethought.
Right.
We've got all these music clearances. We never have to worry about this for the future. And that's why Beavis and Butthead will never come out in any meaningful way.
Tredic here says, the only thing I remember of Viva Variety is the guy who played a steel drum with his cock. See, that's more... That's the other thing, is I remember nothing about Viva Variety other than Johnny Blue Jeans.
I remember not liking it that much.
Yeah, I also remember not liking it that much, and that's only fueled me to want to see it now.
Michael Ian Black was Johnny Blue Jeans, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they were all
all playing. Okay. It was like a variety show.
Remember that? That's weird. That brought back a weird memory. For some reason, I thought that was part of the Ben Stiller show.
Ben Stiller show. It was like a one or two seasons. Bob Odenkirk was on it.
Andy Dick, Janine Garofalo.
That was a show I definitely did not like when it was on.
Yeah.
Then going back to it now, like, there's some really funny shit in there. But at the time, and I guess actually still, I just found Ben Stiller so fucking unlikable.
Yeah.
The idea that it was just like, here's Ben Stiller walking around while the Beastie Boys played in the background, talking to some celebrity between all the bits. I was just like, fuck this guy. What do they even call it? But Bob Odenkirk playing Charles Manson, like advice columnist Charles Manson.
Right. Oh man,
it's really fucking great.
I did not remember that.
Yeah. But like so much of their stuff was just like weird, kind of shitty movie parody.
Yeah.
It's just like trading off this idea that they had that Ben Stiller was like a Tom Cruise-esque figure and thus could play Tom Cruise in these movie parodies, but no.
No. It was like a bit that was like an Oliver Stone museum or something.
Yeah.
Connecticut. I think we're in the
Bradley International Airport is here.
Yeah. Wherever we are. We might be in the Hartford area.
Little tick, big problem. Lyme disease. No joke. Says that billboard.
Yeah.
In the end, like, Kroll Show ended up being too many multi-part bits.
Right.
Just like, here's the continuing adventures of, like, every single thing became a recurring thing. But I just think John Daly's hilarious, so
fair.
He was on that a bunch.
I watch just like a lot of new comedy TV, like there just hasn't been much that's...
I love Review, of course, Whitaker, that is Andy Daly. I love Nathan For You. Mm-hmm. That's like the new comedy TV that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm into this.
I think I would love Nathan For You, it's just Sam won't watch it because I think it makes her too uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's fair.
I kind of, the street stunt stuff, like, it's kind of, like, my least favorite part of Eric Andre, and then, like, and I've watched
layers.
A ton of Nathan For You,
yeah.
But, like, when I do watch it, like, that's the part that pulls me back from really getting way into it, is, like, at some point, it's just like, this is...
There's layers to that show that are fascinating.
With yeah. Andre or Nathan? So, Nathan, I usually am with you on the street stunt stuff and on the uncomfortable bit, but I should find something clever about the actual idea that they come up with.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's an awesome, it's probably, like, the best example of that, but...
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, not always, but I feel like a lot of the time it's usually Nathan making, like, being an idiot himself, so you're kind of, like, laughing at him being like,
Yeah, like, it's not, like, it's not sick burns
exactly.
On the people
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are, but
there's an understated way to the way he dunks on people that I respect the hell out of.
Yes, and they, like, put themselves in that position to, like, whatever. Or even, like, that one episode where they get, like, the refund, or, like, gas refund. And it's just, like, a weird study of, like, wow, look at these people, like, committing to this for the, what, like, $10 back or whatever.
I don't know if I saw that one.
It's so good. I think that's one of his best episodes.
I remember that. That's right, one of yeah. The few things I have seen the whole way through.
So I'd seen the pee drinking chunk of that episode separately from...
Yeah.
I think that might actually have been the first Nathan For You thing I saw. It was finally like, all right, I need to watch some of this.
Also, I watched his, like, finale special, which was, like, of the queen, and that was insane.
Is he good with the show?
I think it's so good. I think it was, like, a season finale. It was so good.
But, like, if he ended the show on that note, it would be perfect. He doesn't need to do any more of it.
Was there one business up to?
It was, like, so he has, early on in one of the, like, first seasons, he has this Bill Gates.
In some directions.
Yeah. It's really good though.
I think one of my favorite ones that for some reason just really cracked me up was the china shop next to the bar to get drunk people to come in and break everything. And because they made a you break it, you buy it policy. So they would just open up late at night and it was next to a bar and then offer pizza at the very back of the china shop. And then he went through and pulled everything off the shelf, so it just barely hangs on. And then, like, people just have hundreds of dollars of bills trying to get this assembly in.
That's so funny.
And I thought, something about that was really cracking up. And like, also, I don't know how much of it's staged or whatever.
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Like, yeah.
But I thought the idea was funny enough. We're like, oh, if this were a sketch comedy bit, I would also laugh at this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reviews.
Incredible. Off after the first season,
I think what was there, 3 seasons total?
I think so.
Yeah. That, by the end of that thing, it's so fucking good. Andy Daly's got a podcast back out again.
It's
the pilot project. They did another season of those, but it's premium now.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that, I haven't signed up to listen to it yet, but I will at some point, because that first run of episodes, like, it's just fucking, he's fucking amazing.
You know what other show I really like and need to get back into is Baskets.
So this season of Baskets was very, very good. It was I liked it a lot better than the last one.
Yeah, I started from the beginning and, like, I'm not caught up yet.
It's a very Christine-heavy season, which I think works in its favor.
Yeah.
Zach
Galifianakis, and he is like trying to be a clown.
He's like a failed middle-aged guy who went to clown school in France, but
and
he has a twin brother who like ran a career college and was just a colossal fuck up. And then what's his name? Louis Anderson is the mom.
He just likes the job.
And he's incredible on that show.
Huh.
There's also like, I think at the very first episode, there's this weird segment where like Zach Galifianakis and his mom are having like a tense conversation, and then she just starts drinking from this like, I don't know, she's like got groceries and starts drinking from this thing and just like keeps going and just kind of like coughs on it, and it's so funny. I can't describe it well, but it like killed me in a way I can't describe.
It's a performance so that I didn't know Louis Anderson had in him, and like it is pretty incredible.
Wow. I always knew. He had a cartoon.
Yep, Little Louis. No,
I think it was Little Louis.
Louis World.
No, that's
Bobby.
Bobby's World.
Yeah.
Apparently, Life with Louis was the cartoon.
Okay.
What the fuck is Little Louis?
It might not even exist. We might have just made that up.
What?
You got Little Huey Lewis.
Right, yeah. I am often thinking about Huey Lewis. LittleLouis.com appears to be a restaurant. Little Louis Cafe and Catering in Richmond, California.
I'm sure that's what you were thinking of.
Yeah.
Looks like some kind of RTS building, or like factor you have to build in a game to do something.
Yes.
You need a zip line onto the roof and infiltrate.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like some Unity asset factory.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what Little Louis is. That's not a thing.
Right, yes. Yep.
Forever. Any questions from the chat?
Malrock here says, Little Lulu was my jam when I was little. Her friend that always ate candy was just me.
I want to always eat candy.
Spooky Tape says John Candy's son is in a punk band called Choto Ghetto, and I liked them for a while without knowing it was John Candy's son.
Okay.
People mentioning a show called Camp Candy?
Yeah, Camp Candy.
I remember Camp Candy.
Okay.
They really kind of just give anyone a cartoon anytime they want it.
Well, that was, you know, the post, like, fucking Louis world where suddenly every stand-up comic just got their own show about how fucking sad they are.
Yep.
Or I guess post-Seinfeld, maybe that is.
Yeah.
But John Candy.
But prior to that, they got cartoons.
Yep.
Makes sense. Not like, hey, I don't know, some fucking dickbag on a golf course decided that, like, if we could make some money on this Bill and Ted reboot.
Time for a reboot.
Right. Not in, like, a Woodstock 2018 kind of way.
Right. Is there a Woodstock 2018?
It should be. We should do it.
Yeah, a reboot of the reboot?
Yeah, reboot.
Limp Bizkit headlines.
But this time, you're actually, it's so bad you're making fun of a reboot of Woodstock.
Ah.
So you have, like, all these merch booths that are on fire.
And, like, you're buying mud from the merch booth to throw.
Oh wait, so there was two, because there was the 25th anniversary, which was the first one, and then I think they did a second one like 5 years later, and that was the one that was like a complete disaster.
And that's why they never did another one?
Yeah, I think that's why they never did another one.
What was that thing they did on the island where the rich people went and it all burned
the
down?
The Fire Festival. That guy went to jail. Or
wire fraud.
Yeah, wire fraud. Seems like Ja Rule maybe got out unscathed, though, which...
As far as we know.
Lock him up. Let DMX out.
So in the Bill and Ted movie, the third one, would Keanu Reeves be back as...
Yeah. Like, he's in these interviews, like, super earnestly going, like, yeah, man, like, it was fun, like, we should do it. And it's, like, this hopeful, cool thing. It's not some nihilistic fucking bullshit. Like, the script idea is these two characters have gotten older, they have kids of their own, and they haven't written the song that saves the world yet.
Oh, I thought that is in the epilogue. Like, Wild Stallions.
No, they just play God Gave Rock and Roll to you at the end of two.
Yeah.
Like, that's
not... The newspaper thing that's, like...
But when did it happen? The idea is, like, they are still destined to do it, and they haven't, and they're like, what the fuck?
That's not bad.
Shame Rufus wouldn't, can't be bad.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
That's going to do amazing things with theaters.
Yeah. That's the other thing, though, is that, like, those two movies, I mean, look, Bogus Journey is not the
I don't like
movie,
Bogus Journey.
But they hold up because they're just earnest stupidity. Like, there's nothing, like... dumb or offensive about them. They're just like, it's just these two, like, dumbass guitar dudes that love fucking rock and history.
Yeah.
They love history.
They come to love it after the first one.
They just gotta do a public one.
Yeah, but, you know, they made, like, fucking Napoleon and
Socrates.
Socrates, and, like, they learn all about all kinds of shit.
I can't remember the...
They go to hell.
And then they go to heaven. What? And then they have to stop a guy... They have to stop the guy who's the bad guy in Lethal Weapon 2 from taking over the world.
By going to hell?
Well, no, he kills them, which is why they go to hell.
Oh.
And he replaces them with androids that look just like them. And then they play Battleship against Death, and that's when they go to heaven. And they bring the aliens back to Earth to create good Bill and Ted robots to defeat the bad ones. And then there's a battle of the bands, and Primus is playing there, and it's a whole thing.
Okay.
And then they beat the guy by giving him a wedgie. Or, sorry, a Melvin.
Bill and Ted 2 is no Wayne's World 2.
No, it is not. Wayne's World 2 is a better movie.
But I don't know if Wayne's World 1 is a Bill and Ted
No, Wayne's World 1 is better. The Wayne's World movies, I think, are both better than Bill and Ted. I love Bill and Ted 1 a lot. It's a great movie, but I think the Wayne's World movies are better.
I think I may be at a point, though, where I don't need to see either Wayne's World movie ever again. But
oh,
I think
don't
that's
know.
Just because I saw them a lot.
Yeah.
And I could actually, now that we're talking about it, I'm like, I should watch Bill and Ted. This is kind of give that a go.
Not everything in those Wayne's World movies still makes me laugh, but goddammit, every time Ed O'Neill is on camera in those movies, I still laugh.
Yep. Yeah, like parts of that movie definitely haven't aged well either.
Yeah.
But even then, it was kind of whatever. But kind of retired. He kind of stopped doing stuff.
He goes to Maple Leafs games now.
Yeah. There was an interview with him I read recently that was just like, yeah, I don't know, I'm just kind of living this life. And just kind of got out of, I got out.
Oh, he made some really bad ones.
Yeah, yeah, the love, yes. Shrek, you know, there's a lot of bad.
Once you've got Shrek money, you don't need to do anything anymore.
You probably get a lot of money on Shrek.
Apparently Mike Myers was on Jimmy Fallon last night. And apparently Shrek 5 is coming out in like 2019.
There you go. Oh my God. Listen, I need a new house.
It as this is Mike Myers. It was like Terry whatever, and he was just the host of the new Gong Show. Huh. And you watch it and you're like, oh, it's Mike Myers in a ton of makeup, kind of sounding just Austin Powers-esque enough in
right.
a way that kind of ruins the bit. It was like a beautiful idea.
Yes.
Like, I was like, yes, I love that Mike, yes, I love his commitment to this fucking weird thing that's amazing. But then you watch it and you're like, I love the Gong Show. This is not what I'm looking for.
Talent show from the 70s where they would get celebrity judges, and if the talent was bad, they would bang a gong and they were immediately shuffled off stage.
Yeah. And then, yeah, yeah. And then some of the acts were deliberately bad, like were there to just be shitty on purpose. And then some of it was just like weird talent things. And yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of like proto
But if it was, like, hosted in that 70s, like,
yeah.
match game style of everybody's drunk,
yeah,
so no
like
one's really
everyone is fucking fucked up in a way that, like, you watch it. Like, I think it's still fun to watch now, because you're just like, these people look like they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Like, it's more fun than, like, something like The Voice or whatever, where it's like, we actually want these people to be a star.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is like a roast.
Right, like, that's what I want.
Honest question, has anyone that's been on The Voice ever actually become famous?
I feel like The Voice is, like, nobody leaves The Voice better off.
Like, all those people.
Like America's
Yeah.
I feel like The Voice is probably just like, it's where Kids Bop Kids go when they menudo out.
Right. And then, like, once they're on The Voice and they do well, like, they can maybe get a job, like, on some Broadway production and that's it.
Wow, you really think low of Broadway, eh?
I'm just saying, like, every once in a while I'll, like, look at a Broadway thing and it's, like, a show that's been on for, like, you know, 10 years or whatever. And so, like, this person from The Voice is 6 weeks only. Please come to this. Also, no, I don't think very highly of Broadway, but I don't like musical theater very much, so that's just me.
Yeah, I don't either. Also, Broadway has become very much like, we're just going to sell the chorus. Like, I don't think it's one of those.
What movie can we write some songs around?
Did we do Grease yet? We did Grease, right?
Yeah.
Let's do Grease again. I don't know.
Fuck it, we're doing Mean Girls.
Oh, I actually want to see Mean Girls.
I have never liked Mean Girls as much as a lot of other people have liked Mean Girls, and I realize that might be a personal failing. That's fine, but
I always had a level of indifference about Mean Girls.
Fair.
Maybe I'll just have to park it.
singer of Stone Temple Pilots came from The X Factor.
All right, I remember The X Factor.
That was the one that Simon Cowell went to do after American Idol or something. I don't know.
During? Like, it might have been like a split off thing. Yeah.
Like, this guy's hot. We got to get him on another show that's just like this one.
What's the difference between The Voice and American Idol? Slack
somewhere.
Yeah. You're going to be very disappointed lights up like at the end of your day, searching it down, and there's just a blinking blue LED attached to the computer and it's spinning it out.
Trying to convince me to watch Young Sheldon because it's about a baby nerd growing up in Texas and his dad is a football coach.
Real slice of life.
Yeah. DJ Spy Guy wants to know, would Abby go to Arby's again?
I would. I didn't love it.
What'd you get?
I got a French dip, which was pretty fun.
French dips are fun.
Yes. And then I tried my friend's just like regular old classic Arby's sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And I found it underwhelming. I like a good roast beef sandwich, but it was just like, it just was like more lunch meat in a way I didn't love. And
yeah.
Also, I'm going to be very real with you, my tummy was not feeling great afterwards.
Okay.
But that could have been unrelated. I generally eat trash all the time, so.
Yeah.
It just was maybe the wrong kind of trash.
Yeah.
I used to like to get a Big Montana, which was the biggest one of their basic ass roast beef sandwiches. Where there was like more meat than bread at that point.
Oh, gross. I love it. Yeah, my friend was telling me that they had it was like an everything sandwich, or it was like every kind of meat they had, they would put on it.
I remember seeing signs for that. Yeah. I never, yeah.
Did you try the horsey sauce?
I think I tried whatever the Arby's sauce is.
Okay, the white stuff?
No, it was like.
There's Arby's sauce and there's horsey sauce.
Yeah, I think there's Arby's sauce.
Yeah.
I like Arby's, but I like the, you know, they do like the beef and cheddar, which is like one of those, but with some cheese on it.
Yeah, my friend had that one too. I definitely needed some cheese and like plenty of sauce, you know.
Yeah.
But I love fast food, and I think I would go elsewhere if I were to get fast food. And I had a choice.
I like the variety on an Arby's menu with the.
What?
The chicken, because they do the roast beef stuff, but there's also like a good chicken selection.
Okay.
Like they have mozzarella sticks, which I'm a
that's
fan.
Good. That's good. I'm sad I didn't get some mozzarella sticks. I love mozzarella sticks.
And their curly fries are quite good.
You can't go wrong with curly fries.
Yeah.
What else do people want to know?
What are the dark questions?
Someone saying to check out Due Process, which is a game that's at PAX. This is now the second conversation I've had about Due Process in the last 24 hours.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
No, I mean the game.
Okay,
not
good.
Yeah.
All right. Not with like a lawyer?
No, not with a lawyer this time. D-O-O, it's a poop game.
It's a poop game?
Yeah, it's a poop
okay.
game.
The Due Process?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going through that process right now.
Yeah. Someone's saying Crusader Kings 2 is on sale. Oh, no, it's free on Steam.
Yeah,
yes.
I did.
Okay. Zarhajo says, I almost always get the Jamocha shake and curly fries, I assume at Arby's, because I have a death wish and want to be off this earth earlier than I ought to be. Now you're talking.
That'll get you there.
That's the fast food mentality. That's the mindset.
That'll get you to the finish line.
Jacob here says, I am still playing Wiz Khalifa's Weed Farm. Please help me. I don't know. Did you get the special G-Pen? upgrade when they had ran that New York event last month. Because if you didn't play enough to get that, then you don't need help.
Did you get that?
No.
Does it cost money, the game?
No. I mean, it can.
It can
cost you as much money as you have.
Oh, yeah?
If you want.
There's monetization.
It can be your angel or your devil. Zero Self-Awareness in chat says, Bunny should check out Brave Earth if y'all get a chance. It's like a Castlevania 3 homage type game. And now I'm thinking that maybe he auto-corrected Vinny to Bunny.
Oh, Bunny. Yeah.
That's
Bunny
now, Bunny.
Okay. Vinny down.
Bunny.
Put the Vinny back in the box. What's a fast food restaurant you would always choose over others?
McDonald's, Taco Bell, Whataburger.
Wendy's.
Oh, I love Whataburger. I miss Whataburger. Whataburger is my tops. That's mostly because I can never have.
Yeah, I think I had Whataburger once or twice in San Antonio. It was...
Whataburger. I also miss Big Red Soda. That's like a Texas thing that I never had. I also miss Squirt, but that's more like a West Coast thing.
Yeah, you can still find Squirt anywhere on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I love Squirt.
Yep, Squirt's amazing. You into like Ruby Red Squirt, or is it just like a...
I've never had it. I love regular Squirt. Have you had Big Red Soda?
Yeah, yeah, I've had.
Yeah. Have you had Cheer Wine?
Yes.
Another good Southern drink?
People were talking about Cheer Wine earlier when I was drinking that cherry Diet Coke.
Cheer Wine's so good.
Drink some of that Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Yeah. I've heard people talk about Zaxby's. I think it's like a Southern chain. Maybe like Atlanta area. What about Tahitian Treat? It's a treat. It's like a fruit punch.
I like sodas. I like fizz.
Yeah.
I'm not big on just like sugary fizzy soda. You know what I mean? Gotta have that like.
Tahitian Treat is carbonated, so. Yeah, no, the devil's Tahitian Treat is thick as fuck, says K1 Down. And true, it is extremely thick.
Thick and delicious?
Yeah, it is thick, it is delicious, and carbonated.
That it's doable. Yeah. Science can do amazing things.
That sounds
Wendy's growing up.
Oh, yeah. Love the square burger.
Yeah.
I think Wendy's has the best nuts.
Hmm.
It's got, like, a little bit of spice to it.
Yeah.
It's, like, a little more flavorful. It's good.
I think I just want the classic form. I think I just want chicken McNuggets. You know?
I mean, McNuggets are good, but they don't taste like real nuggets. Like, nuts are
they're their own
one
thing.
Big nuggets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want, like, solid nuts. Like,
yeah. If you're just, like, if you're out for some proper nuggets...
I mean, I definitely don't want liquidy nugs. That's not a thing I'm after.
No, you can't tug a liquid nug. Unless that's a name of a vape liquid, and then I guess you could take a pull of liquid nugs.
Yeah, I suppose.
Steak and Shake. I went to a Steak and Shake once and was not, like, super blown away.
It's
like,
fine.
It's fine, but I felt the same way about In-N-Out when it finally got near us.
I don't think In-N-Out is fine. I think In-N-Out is bad.
I just think their selection sucks. I think their fries are shit, and they don't have anything else.
I like the fries, but the fries are very particular. Like, it's not fast food fries.
It's like, it's like skin-on fries.
I mean, I like skin-on.
Yeah, I do, too. I like Five Guys as well.
I like Five Guys.
Are all right. They'll sell you a hot dog.
Yeah, I like Five Guys.
I like any place that just dumps fries into the bag.
I know.
Instead of putting a container of fries in the bag.
I like Fat Burger a lot.
I haven't had it.
Del- stock options. Yeah.
Does E40 still own that one in the East Bay?
Probably. Him and Charles, former Raider.
Oh, Charles Woodson?
Yeah, I think the two of them went in on some fat burgers.
That is, okay, yes, good.
Five Guys is pricey.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Kind of, it's like a little bit above like regular fast food. Oh, we're in Massachusetts?
Yes, we are.
I mean, I wouldn't eat it again because it's been so long, but I don't like Popeyes.
Yeah, I like Popeyes. I will say KFC gives me diarrhea 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what?
No matter what. It's like a
no matter what you order, like, it's just like...
Every single time.
I don't know if it still exists, but Long John Silver's poisoned me at least 4 different times.
I'm not into fish in a general sense.
Yeah.
And fast food fish is never...
Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't do fast food fish.
But they sell... I would get chicken planks, which was their chicken strips, and hush puppies, because they sold hush puppies, and that was a good time.
I also hate El Pollo Loco.
Oh, I like El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco, on top of poisoning me a couple of times, I just don't think the food is very good, and it used to drive me nuts because Glenn always wanted to eat there on fucking tour, and I just never wanted to go there.
Yeah, yeah. They opened an El Pollo Loco. They replaced one of the Burger Kings in Petaluma with an El Pollo Loco.
I mean, you don't need to.
No, you don't. Especially on the same fucking street.
Yeah.
So, smart move. And they have all of the KFC sides. So you can get, like, a chicken burrito and then some macaroni and cheese and then some mashed potatoes and gravy. And it's a good setup.
I feel like I avoid places that are hot dog places, like a Bacon's or something.
Bacon's good.
Yeah, but just because I feel like a monster, but then the hot dog isn't going to do it for me, so I need to get, like, four of them.
Yeah, fair.
And then I feel like...
Yeah, like a hot dog is a thing you get at a gas station on your way somewhere to eat again.
Yeah.
That's your pre-meal.
Yes.
I almost, when we stopped this morning at that gas station, I almost got a hot dog.
Right.
Dude, I love hot dogs.
Hot dog is a snack.
Yeah.
You know what place I really love is Boston Market.
Yeah.
I got really sick from a Boston Market.
Yeah.
I had to just
that sucks. I hate that.
I liked it. I ate there a lot. I got sick.
There aren't many of them left, but there is one in Queens in my neighborhood.
Turkey carver.
Yeah.
Raised papaya is a hot dog place, right?
Papaya dog, I think.
Dog.
Yeah, that's a thing.
There are a bunch of different spin-offs of papaya dogs. There's like the original papaya dog, and then a million that claim to be their original one. So Raised papaya probably.
Raised original papaya. You know what's pretty bad? Sparrow's.
Oh.
It's not good.
I used to love it when I was like, oh, I'm going to eat it at a mall.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to
eat it
at a mall.
As mall pizza goes,
it's
okay.
It's edible.
Cool. I'll eat it at a mall. I'll eat it at an airport.
I ate there a lot because it was next to the arcade that was in our mall,
yeah.
Which is called Galaxy, but that's probably every arcade.
Yeah.
I feel like the thing with pizza is it can be really shitty and also eat it. Like, it's really, you gotta really fuck up pizza for me to be like, this is bad. You know what I mean?
I didn't like the school lunch pizza. Like, everyone talked like, oh, and this day was pizza day. Yeah. Like, the school lunch pizza we had, I always thought was just shitty.
That was, like, the only school lunch I ate.
It was very much. Ours was, like, Elio's style. Like, the big
two Cinnabons in a sitting. And I try not to live that life anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not a recipe for a long life.
Wetzel's pretzels. That place is alright.
So like give you like a cup full of like pretzel dippings, right?
Yeah. And some cheese dipping sauce. Man. Road Dog here in the chat says, Singapore has mashed potato dispensing machines.
Whoa.
Delicious stuff, free gravy too.
Add a machine also? Because I kind of want it to be like those soft serve ice cream machines.
Yeah. I want a gravy fountain that I just put the cone in and spin it around. A lot of people talking about Papa John's. I never thought that pizza was great.
I like Papa John's because they were the first to do like the garlic dipping sauce. Then Domino's are doing that delicious garlic crust, not all Domino's
pizza. I like me some Domino's pizza.
I've never had Papa John's.
We got it at E3 a couple of times because there was a Papa John's up the street from that fucking trash house we were renting.
Oh. Well, it was all CPK at E3.
No, that was the one that was, yeah, that was the one that was on Figueroa, kind of close to the convention center.
I don't think I've ever had Little Caesars.
I like Little Caesars.
I think I've ever had a Tombstone.
Yeah. That was the only kind of frozen pizza I used to get when I was younger.
Little Caesars.
No, Red Baron. That was the one we mostly got.
Little Caesars is good if you like walking into a place and saying, "Give me a pizza," and then walking out. Like, that's their distinguishing characteristic is if you need a pizza right motherfucking now.
No questions asked.
Yeah, they're like, "Here, we got pepperoni pizzas right fucking here, dog."
You know, in retrospect, it's kind of wild that a food brand was able to get as far as it did. Branding itself after the thing that people put up when you die, Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not an association you make with food you want to eat.
But when you think about tombstones, they're thick slabs. And yeah. So the pizza association is like, yeah, I want a fucking thick ass slab of pizza.
I don't
want
to eat a grave.
Like, eat this corpse.
For me, there's some association of Little Caesars during some Super Bowl advertising the Tombstone thing as being wowed by it because it was like a 24-inch pizza or something, big tray.
Yeah.
And like a young lady being like, that's Caesar.
Trying to remember the name of the gigantic pizza. But there was one that they did because Little Caesars used to have like the carrier that held two pizzas, the long one. And then I think at some point they said, what if we just made one pizza that was a fat oval?
Really?
That just went in the same carrier.
I thought that big pizza was called the Tombstone. Is that not Little Caesars?
No, Tombstone is like a frozen pizza brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Bigfoot was the Pizza Hut big pizza. There were a few companies that I think got into the
big pizza
game.
I wish I had been around owning a pizza place for the Big Pizza Wars.
Big Original Vinny's?
Yes, I would have had some things to say. I would have loved that.
The New Yorker. That was the other gigantic pizza. I think that might have been Domino's. I forget who had the New Yorker. Papagino's.
I think I remember eating at a Papagino's a couple of times.
I think I've eaten at a Pizza Hut 5 times, and each time was because I really wanted the Land of the Lost characters that they were giving me.
Yeah.
Land Before Time.
Yeah.
Dinosaur movies.
I think Land of the Lost was also a dinosaur thing, so that makes it even more confusing. confusing.
Land Before Time was talking dinosaurs. Land of the Lost are the people who went through the waterfall.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The Pizza Hut in town was the place that was the one pizza place that had a decent arcade.
Oh.
So I went there a lot. When I was in high school, that was where I would go to play Mortal Kombat and then not go back to school after lunch.
I don't think I ever skipped a class in high school that wasn't just like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think
as soon as I got a driver's license and like a healthy disrespect for the education system, and I learned that they got paid based on student attendance, I got it in my head that's like, man, fuck them. They don't deserve the money that I... So I realized that I hated my Spanish class, and my sixth period teacher was a dick, so how about I just stop going back?
I think for me, I was like, where do I go if I skip class? I
anywhere.
I college, though. I was like, dude, I want to sleep.
I would just go home a lot, because my parents were at work.
Oh, yeah. I'd go home during lunches, because I live directly across the street from my high school. Mm. That would be nice.
Yeah, in the year leading up to me taking my GED, I remember I was skipping class a lot, and then they tried to up the ante on me by giving me a lot of in-house suspension, so I started skipping that too.
Yeah, that's always the most baffling punishment, is like, oh, you didn't go to school? Well,
now you're coming to school, but
now
you can't go to
now you
gotta
school. Stay longer at this school you're not going to.
Okay, like, well, what if I don't go to that either?
Yeah, what are you gonna do, fuckers?
I have to stay longer.
Buttons you need to hold down and jerk the joystick around to make the dinosaur jump in the air?
No. Mortal Kombat Machine was also very crowded.
Yeah.
I think there might have been a Time Killers machine there too.
Dodge City had a Time Killers machine. I know, because that's the only place I've ever been that had a Time Killers machine.
You like the concept of that game? Chopping the arm off?
Yeah. Good idea.
It's a good idea.
You should do Time Killers on that show of yours where you talk
well,
about
yeah,
fighting games.
We don't want to start the show with a showstopper.
I know. Well, you're a few episodes deep, but yeah. you can build up to it now.
Have you done Pit Fighter?
Pit Fighter's not a fighting game. Pit Fighter's a brawler.
Hey, listen, anything's a fighting game, you can try hard.
Yeah.
There are health bars, you can throw punches.
But even in two-player mode, it's two players fighting the AI.
Can you never fight somebody else?
I think there are maybe bonus stages where you...
Oh, really?
I mean, I think you can hit the other player, but you don't.
Huh. No karate champ?
Not yet.
Okay.
feel like Deftones fans never got the level of scorn that Limp Bizkit or Korn fans received.
They were a better band in general. Like, just musically, they were much more talented than a lot of those other new metal bands.
Yeah.
They never got, like, rap rock, right?
I mean, they did some rap rock-ish songs, yeah. Like, they were definitely mixed up in that scene, whether they wanted to be or not.
Sorry, yeah.
Yes.
Coca Nostra. G Ballo says, Dead Sea was a shitty band fronted by the son of Cher and Greg Allman. They did a terrible cover of Tom Sawyer.
Oh, wow. Boy, that just sounds like a huge combination of things I want no part of.
Yeah. Static X, Power Man 5000. It's like, this is a list of bands in this chat now that just bum me out. Jars of Clay.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Uncle Cracker.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, I remember Dope. They were bad. Fucking, I don't know, Seven Dust.
Filter.
Hey, Hey Man, Nice Shot is an alright song.
Yeah. That song's okay. They did was that them on that version of Triple Like I Do, the Crystal Method song that had the version with lyrics?
I think that was them.
I mean, I think the other version is better, but that you could listen to that for that version.
Insofar as you would ever want to listen to Crystal Method in this day and age, yes.
I just can't even tell if people mean it anymore, because this person just said Seven Dust is very good.
I remember kind of liking one Seven Dust album, but I could not tell you what the rest of their album sounded like.
Dust Busta saying Vitamin C. Vitamin C's just good. She's just good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Vitamin
C. Yeah. That Graduation song.
Yeah, I had that single on CD.
Speaking of songs from that era, I saw recently that Steal My Sunshine is coming to Rock Band this week.
Wow, they're still bringing things to Rock Band?
They are. They're still putting out like two songs a week.
You know, that's not a song I want to, like, do any instrument parts on, though.
Let's sing it.
Like, when SingStar had it, that was enough.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one sentence to stay about Local H is... Local H had that one song.
I liked Local H. They were all right.
Hey, that one song.
They had a couple.
Bound for the Floor. Was that the name of the album? No, that was the name of the song.
It might have been also the name of an album.
Yeah.
Where's Fountains of Wayne at? What are those dudes up to?
I'll look it up, I guess. Okay, the Wikipedia page is written in the past tense.
Yeah, all right. I wasn't expecting a whole lot there.
They formed in 95. Stacy's mom came out in 2003. Apparently they broke up in 2013.
Okay. That's a good run.
Where's the third base at?
Pete Nice runs a alternative baseball museum in Cooperstown.
Okay.
It's not the official one, but Pete Nice has his. That is 100% true.
You mean making that up?
And Nancy,
but also, of course, he knows that.
And Search kind of became an elder statesman-esque figure in a lot of hip-hop stuff. Like, he produced a lot of stuff, like he kind of put Nas on, you know, in a way. And, like, he owns some publishing. I suspect MC Search has done quite well for himself.
Stayed in the business.
I think he's there's a, okay, there's a paragraph on the Wikipedia page for Fountains of Wayne that says, future plans.
Okay.
As of 2016, the band has no plans to record new material. Neither Schlesinger or Collingwood has ruled out a future reunion, but both see the possibility as remote, with Collingwood saying in reference to the experience recording their last album, I try to never say never, but it's staggering to think of everything that would have to happen for me to want to repeat that experience.
Wow. Well, the dream is dead. Fair enough.
Kids album.
Right. Yeah. And then they did that that project with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes, what was that called?
Subset.
Right. It was just them, but Sir Mix-a-Lot was the front vocalist.
Yeah.
Digital Underground ever do anything else?
They were still touring for a long time. I don't know if they still are, but...
Yeah, I mean, they... Like, they kind of were a collective in a way.
Oh, just like...
So... Yeah, but Shock G was always kind of the crux of it. And Humpty Hump, I mean, the two of them together, of course.
Very distinct personalities.
Humpty was in Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, his legacy. I think Shock G got arrested for weed possession a few years ago.
Ain't right.
No, it ain't. Let's look here. Shock G plays multiple characters.
What?
MC Blowfish, Icy Michael Boston, The Computer Woman, Butterfly, Peanut Hakim, among others.
Yes.
That's all the ones listed here. I don't know.
Away.
I feel like Young MC never really had much after that first album anyway.
Was all that stuff on his first album?
Yeah. And that was produced by the... It was like a Delicious... It was like the same people that were doing Tone Loc's album.
So it was like... Two good collections of some good singers.
Yeah. And like, that was the Dust Brothers who did Paul's Boutique.
Oh, wow. And, good production. Good beats.
Yeah. Alex likes ska.
I do.
Yeah. I like ska.
I don't. I have zero shame around that.
What? Ska, right?
Yeah.
They mixed in a lot of other stuff, but like they started out very much as a California ska band.
When they got popular, their first like hyper popular album, they ditched their horn section. So it was like them kind of getting out of it.
No.
Okay, what are they?
Terrible.
Okay.
I don't know, they're just like weird art.
No, like that wave of ska around No Doubt's popularity, there were definitely like fewer bands with horns and stuff. No.
Is it like you're a happy band?
Sure. It's an upstroke. It's an up-tempo kind of... upstroke, reggae style upstroke.
It's a specific kind of rhythm that sort of underpins everything.
Okay, so what's a ska song?
Knock on Wood?
The Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Yeah, that's the thing, like singing it wouldn't...
Yeah, I don't know, I didn't think I'd have to play it for you or something.
I mean, I can do that on my phone. Just not plug it in. Just play it out of the speaker.
You've heard, like, Madness, right? Like, English Beat.
Madness?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Our House in the Middle of the Street. I think I did.
Oh,
in the Middle of the Street. So Madness is a ska band.
Yeah, that's ska. Anything you could shout, pick it up over and over again, too. Like the Redman song, Pick It Up. Also a ska song. Sami Zayn, the wrestler, is a ska-themed wrestler.
Yes. Well, and he's more of a ska-themed human that also wrestles.
Yes. Ska songs, they have rap songs, they do it all, man.
Yeah, no, they're the Uber band.
That's right. They're basically like U2 for a new generation, you know? Man, I fucking hate U2.
U2?
Yeah.
Like all of U2, the whole crap?
Like I have come to hate all of it in retrospect. Wow, really? Even the stuff at the time, I was like, you know, whatever. Like, nope. That's part of it. That's part of it. I was doing some iTunes account management stuff with, like, gave my wife my old iPad when I got this one, and she logged into her account that hadn't been used in years and years, and, like, the music library came up, and it was that fucking album, and I was mad all over again. Like, you motherfuckers. shared with Jerry Garcia, which is also a bummer.
Really? Do you like The Grateful Dead?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't like The Grateful Dead. It's true. I dislike The Grateful Dead. Yeah.
To be fair, I don't think that's like a minority opinion. There are lots of people who hate The Grateful Dead.
Aw, but like The Grateful Dead's not hurting anybody. They're just out there playing for 7 minutes of a solo, man.
Yeah.
They're just
the Bears?
Yeah, the Bears and skeletons.
They're like fish, right?
They just want you to keep on trucking.
They're a very jammy kind of band.
Yeah, Rick and Morty and Grateful Dead, like, pretty much, I hate both of them for somewhat similar reasons, actually.
I don't think anybody's ever been like, you just don't understand the scientific principles of Grateful Dead.
Well, no, they do, but it's very much like, you just don't understand the notes they're not playing, man.
Yeah, if they don't use a scientific argument, instead it's just like, no, man, this is fucking when they stretch it. It's fucking orgasmic, man. When they get, like, 17 minutes in, it really gets fucking good.
How hard is it,
bro? They're a jam band.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes, they are jam bands.
That is my point.
It's also missing a finger. That's cool.
What?
Jerry Garcia was missing a finger.
Which one?
One of his ring fingers.
Wow, weird.
Like from birth, or it got torn off?
It got cut off. Okay. I want to say...
It was like a shop accident or something.
I don't remember exactly, but whatever it was, he lost it.
Ah, whatever. My dad was missing a finger.
Wow.
Fuck Jerry Garcia.
Is your dad Jerry Garcia?
No.
Okay.
He shared the same birthday with Jerry Garcia.
God damn it!
I think I have the same birthday as Randy Orton.
Randy Orton?
Yeah, I think.
I do remember it's the same birthday as Double Dare 2000.
Wow.
Played the same year,
it premiered on my birthday.
Oh, that's a good
Not on
game.
The day I was born, I think, like the year, I think, was different.
I have the same birthday as MTV.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
Not the same year, but yeah.
Oh, not the same year?
Yeah.
When did it start? Like, 82?
Something like that.
It was 82 or 83.
Randy Orton related question here. Do you hear voices in your head?
It's just one voice.
Is it Randy Orton's voice?
I think it's just depression.
Okay. So Randy Orton's voice.
I don't know. He seems like he's happy enough. He's still RKOing people out of nowhere. That seems to give him some satisfaction.
Boss Johnson wants to know, do you shit in people's gym bag on your birthday?
No. That's just mean. No.
All right.
Is that a reference?
Randy Orton has done that to people. Yeah, Randy Orton's an asshole.
What a goof.
He went AWOL from the Marines, and then they tried to have him star in a movie called The Marine, and then they had to replace him on account
of
they
can't. We talked about
this.
Okay. All right.
I think he did some jail time.
Okay. My dad had a friend who didn't want to be in the Navy anymore, so he wanted to be discharged for, like, health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
He kept having people sneak him in junk food, so he, like, gained a ton of weight.
Ah.
Good work.
Yes, but now he's also still very heavy.
Worked too well.
Yeah, it worked too well.
Andres wants to know, what's your favorite 311 song?
Oh, man, there's just so many to choose from.
What about that one about amber?
You mean the color of my energy?
Yeah, the color of your energy.
Which is amber. Yeah, that's not my favorite.
Oh, weird.
What is the color of your energy?
It's amber.
Down, right? It's a
sort of a puce color.
I feel like if you had to pick a 311 song as, like, down is the first choice.
Yeah, it's also...
It's the obvious choice. Not to say it's a good song, but if I have to pick a favorite thing of a thing I don't like very much...
It's over in less than 3 minutes,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, down is a short song. It's got that going for it.
Now name the other guy in Crazy Town.
It was that dude who it was that DJ AM guy when they passed away, right?
Well, no, I think that was the DJ.
No,
I
mean, the other guy. Fuck it, I don't know.
Yeah, all right. That's
Trevor.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm Trevor from Crazy Town. You're watching Spring Break. See, it sounds right.
Yeah. No one will ever know.
Is MTV still?
It is still a network.
Open stuff out?
Sure.
I mean, I don't think they really play much music these days, but. There's a Jersey Shore reunion show they're doing.
Oh, like MTV with Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Which one was The Miz on? Is he showing up for reunions for that?
It was one of the Real Worlds. I don't remember which one exactly. I thought it was the New Orleans one, but some people were saying it was the New York reunion cast, or like the second New York cast, so I don't know.
I don't know. I watched the first year of The Real World and a little bit of the San Francisco one. Never watched it ever again. I might mean MTV.
Yeah.
You watched Real Fools of that?
No.
Too bad games. They got too bad.
No.
No. All right.
Which one was Puff? Is that San Francisco?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's the last one.
I know, because I've had friends that have run into Puck at various bars over the years.
Cool.
And at least two of those stories end with him getting into a fight with someone.
I imagine, like, being Puck must be...
exhausting.
Exhausting, especially the further he got away from being, like...
fight passenger.
Or just, like, the further you got away from, like, there being anyone who was positive about meeting Puck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure at this point, yeah, I bet if you're Puck and you're at a bar now or any time in the last 10 years and someone recognizes you, you're like, shit,
yeah,
I have to get in a fucking fight now. Because the only one coming up to Puck in a bar is like, you're that fucking bike messenger from that thing, fuck you. And the cartoonist, you keep up with that guy? Because fuck him too.
Houses. Didn't they make them start working at some point?
Yes, they eventually gave them jobs.
Maybe I'd be watching another one.
This is not enough that you provide hours of, you know, televised entertainment for people. You've got to fucking work on top of that.
Step it up.
Got to make the reality more real. Are they bringing back Jersey Shore? Is that what it was? Or was it a reunion?
I think it's just a reunion season. I don't know if they're doing another
reunion season. Imagine that idea of, well, yeah, I guess I'll come back to do this thing. 20 years of tenure, whatever the fuck it's on.
Absolutely none of those people are too good to do it.
Oh, yeah. signed on to do a second season of the Jersey Shore reunion.
Great. The first one hasn't even aired yet, has it?
I have no idea.
I just assume it hasn't because I just started seeing the billboards for it in the subway.
Boston.
Yep, you're still that city, all right.
Wow. What's all this? Another the Big Dig?
That's where I used
to live. Right here?
Vinny, the Big Dig ended some years back.
Big Dig will never end.
Yeah, the bigger dig. We're getting it on.
Here, this is all the waste from the Big Dig. It's like a bunch of rocks.
Big Dig had like just ended when I first moved to Boston.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of like a trap stamp project?
Yeah, they spent way too much money on what it ended up actually doing.
Although it's beautiful now.
Yeah.
And functional?
Yeah, it's functional.
Except the Silver Line, which apparently had a partial tunnel collapse.
Yeah.
That seems like it will make PAX a nightmare this year.
Yeah, it's the only public transit line that goes over to that convention center.
Like a tunnel caved in?
No, like so a bunch of concrete fell down in a tunnel.
Oh.
So the whole thing, like the tunnel is still there.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
That they have to check it now and make sure it's like structurally safe.
Silver Line's running again as of this morning.
Okay, that's good.
So maybe they cleared it.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't so bad.
No one got hurt, right?
No, I don't think so.
So next year they're shutting the hill down for all like the construction in New York for like 5 years or something.
It's gonna be a long one now.
Is that a meaningful train? Is that like a big one?
That's
like
the main artery for Brooklyn to Manhattan.
The thing, like the first thing I notice being back in Boston every time is like, yo, these buildings look old.
Yeah.
Like, there's just nothing this old on the West Coast.
I kind of love that.
Wait, that they're.
Well, I kind of love how old everything is. I don't really care about history, but I do think there's something really exciting about being in places like, wow, this is so historic.
Like, New York has that as well, and sometimes some of the stuff bumps me out when you see this beautiful old building.
Is it over in Hell's Kitchen? There's that church that has sort of been turned into like a storefront.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a lot of that
it's
stuff.
Like a gym or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you don't see brick buildings.
You can't out west.
Yeah, earthquakes. Yeah. It was the weird thing about going to Reno. I spent some time walking around residential Reno because, you know, it's how it goes. And it was a lot of brick. And to me, in my head, it registered as like, why does Reno look so much like the East Coast? Like, I drove here. But yeah, I guess once you get away from the earthquakes,
yeah,
you build with brick.
It's a quality building material.
The brick. So say the pigs.
They still, like, as a vestigial thing, hate credit cards, but they take them.
Yeah, I think regulations finally caught up enough to be like, you can't pretend your machines are broken all the time.
Every single cab driver.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it broke. I accidentally smashed it with this. It's this beer bottle that I emptied by drinking.
That I'm smashing it with right now.
Yeah.
Stop you. And I'm not gonna wait here while you do it either.
Oh, come on. Alright, I'll steal his Versa then.
Alright.
You know Doctor Who drives a Versa, did you?
His name's not Doctor Who.
The Doctor.
It's the Doctor. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
The Doctor Who?
God damn it.
Doctor Who cares?
Yeah!
Whoa.
Finally, a statement I can get behind.
Do you guys think there will be enough Doctor Who cosplayers at PAX this year?
I'm worried that there's going to be a shortage. I don't think I've seen one.
I don't think I've seen one.
I'm not going to say I've never seen one, but I don't remember.
The bigger question is, are we done with Utilicans?
Never.
Are we past Utilicans? I'm not going to say I think we are.
Have you ever worn a Utilicans?
No, but I'm not saying I was.
Every time I think about buying one as a goof, and then you realize they're way more expensive than...
It's like $80 or something.
Yeah. Like, they're priced out of goof range. My personal goof range. Apparently there's a Doctor Who board game at PAX. So, maybe someone there is dressed up with...
Get hype.
He's got a screwdriver, right?
Everybody else in this car.
Driver and scarf.
You all hate Doctor Who?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Doctor Who's alright. Welcome to Fart, though. Good
job.
We're going to South Station.
Also, not to dox us.
Yeah.
I think that's our hotel right there. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. I put in an address,
that
and
that. Really
yes. Are,
I know, but that name.
It's a name.
I'll be there. Handling some business.
Yeah, look up and make sure that's our hotel.
Where would that have come in an email from, like, the company travel thing?
Yes. Yes, it would have.
All right.
This is a traffic nightmare.
This is a very Queens traffic pattern.
Yeah.
That person's just going sideways.
To me? Want to step into your fucking Ford Taurus? Try me.
Yes.
I get aggressive when I drive in Boston because everyone in this city fucking sucks ass at driving.
This is the place. This is the place.
Okay. No, I like to yell silently to myself so that no one pulls me out of my car and murders me.
Yeah, like that guy in the verse almost caught one.
Yeah.
You know, so you know people in this town are on edge.
Those things are hard to take off.
All right. I'm going to shut this off.
All right. Let's do it.
Because we're here. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out.
See y'all at PAX.
We got it. We did car things. We'll be at PAX, I guess.
Yeah.
PAX things.